scared of you.
Streaming in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nicodem, and Dr. David DeProspero.
What was that? Good evening and welcome to Paranormal Investigator Radio. We've been gone for 3 weeks?
Four weeks.
4 weeks.
This is Peter.
This is Nicole.
I'm Maeve.
And this is Kevin.
Thank you for listening. Have a good night.
Well, that was strange.
I guess really the only thing I have, and I'll open with, and then let you kids kick it around. Since we don't really have anything firm, 1-888-429-5471. 1-888-429-5471. And the only thing I wanted to bring up is, of course, we got to mention what happened in Orlando. Our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone involved. Especially when you're in this business, you know, we take death a little more seriously than others. And we don't usually like to see people rush in that process, but...
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Our thoughts are with you, and stay strong.
And I could reiterate again, I can't believe this is the second time on the air I've had to say this. If you get in a situation where something happens, do not lay on the ground if people start shooting. You are to crouch. Crouching down. When you lay on the ground, bullets ricochet up. If they have explosives, then you get flat. Things go boom and go up. At least that's what they teach us in the government. Bullets crouch, bombs flat. Save yourself, preserve yourself, don't become part of the history of the location you're at. That's actually one of the things we tell people at our public events. Have fun, but just don't become part of the history of the place.
Exactly. Don't hide, save yourself, get out.
Have we done anything in the past couple? I don't think we've done crap, have we?
We haven't done a lot this year. You guys did one of the Lamplight tours.
Yeah. Yes, we had one tour. Thank you very much. Yeah. We could see interest in that right now. This year is just... lackluster at best.
There's a lot of other things going on. A lot more than usual, it seems like, in the area. So that could be another reason why.
So let me just pose a quick question to everybody out there. If you want to call in with your opinion, this is a serious question, and then I'm going to turn it over to the gang over here. If you were just friend requested on Facebook by a priest who did your wedding, and he only has 19 friends, and I'm sure if you've listened to the show, you know that there's something wrong with me. Should this person, hypothetical person, namely me, accept that request? I would like your input, 1-888-429-5471.
I'm a firm believer that anybody with under 20 friends is fake and a virus, so...
You could always use that as an excuse.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, somebody could be posing as Father Hearn.
Somebody possessed themselves on his Facebook.
Good Lord.
Or if you're going to post something, they have that new option now that you can... post it, but except for and block people from seeing it. So you can always, if you're posting something that's not appropriate for a priest to see, maybe block him from seeing it.
You've all seen my page, right?
I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it.
You're probably better off blocking him entirely.
I'll just ask for absolution and then hit accept and just go from there.
Just pray.
Yeah, why haven't we done nothing? Well, you got called today for something, a weird case.
Well, it's funny because the guy who messaged the Facebook page, I know him. He's friends with Brian. So that's when he said call, and he's been having some issues at a buddy's house. So we're working on that. He's going to get landlord permission so we can get in there for a consult. So I'll keep everybody posted on that. So,
I mean, I've had a few people ask for advice, but really nothing on the case level that...
The cases that we've gotten in this year so far, they're not anything that we would go investigate. I think we put it out there to the team and we all take a look at it, and it's something maybe they're a little bit crazy, or it's not something that's viable, I should say. I mean, we've had that, you know, a couple of them that we've passed on to other teams.
Well, when you're telling me you're being raped by a ghost 15 times a night,
we're not.
I'm not saying it's not happening, but
yeah,
we should have did that one just for the hell of it. But
you gave that one to the other team, right?
Yes, another local team.
Have we followed up with him to see what happened, or
no? But it will help. We'll help out other teams when we can. I mean, that was a local case. Give them a good chance to get their feet wet with the things all of us eventually have to deal with sometimes.
That's right. But we do have something coming up in July, right? July 23rd?
I don't know.
Oh, we don't know about that yet?
I don't know. We were planning on an event. I don't know.
You don't know
we haven't heard from them at all.
That's another problem with planning events is if the person doesn't have good communication skills, how are we going to plan anything?
Right now I'm in limbo for 3 events, one taking place as soon as July 23rd, next one in August, next one in September, and nobody's gotten business to. And, you know, I've told them I need at least 60 days. This market is softening very quickly. Money is drying up, too. It's not. Things are getting bad again.
Yeah. People are just not as interested as they were. And look what happened since the last radio show. Ghost Hunters is FX. This is their last season. People are hoping that another channel picks them up, but unless it's Destination America, I can't imagine anybody else picking them up.
Yeah, I can't see Destination America picking them up.
No.
Too much. Yeah. Although I'm confident that Haunted Collector might be coming back.
Yeah. I would hope so, because I like watching that show. I enjoy John.
Johnny's got that little underground cult following there.
Mm-hmm. It's actually a pretty big following now that, you know, I'm friends with him on Facebook, and to see the people that follow him, it's amazing.
Yep.
I've been dying to see the ghosts of Shepherdtown. I mean, not physically dying, but I did want to see that. Have any of you caught that?
I caught the commercial. Is that Nick Groff?
Yes.
I thought that was him. Okay, I haven't seen it yet, no, but I will.
I mean, I've seen the... What's the paranormal? Is it Paranormal Brothers?
Ghost Brothers.
Ghost Brothers?
Ghost Brothers.
That's the one that we were talking about.
That was just on last night, I think.
That looks so funny.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
We're back to entertainment, so... Which I guess there's nothing wrong with that, because in the ultimate court... Back in ancient law, I don't know if you guys have known this. I know New York State was one of the states that you're forbidden to fortune tell, even till this day. It's against the law to actually be a fortune teller. The only way you can do that legally is under the guise of entertainment. You have to call yourself an entertainer with a rider that what you're doing is solely and purely entertainment. It is against the law in New York to tell someone their fortune.
That's the same thing with prostitution, as long as it's entertainment. It's
well, yeah. Andre the Giant, you know. If anybody's seen that movie, you'll get that reference. But the 1-888-429-5471. And when I read about that law, because I was looking into something else and it fell under the gaming laws, I'm like, it makes no sense. Have you ever gone to a convention? There's 9,000 psychics. And then I wonder if there's something at their stand that says they're purely entertainment. Because I've never seen it advertised that way.
Fine print, maybe, that you're not seeing or not looking for, you think? The little, you know, right at the bottom of the page?
Maybe they're sending it mentally.
See, then with these laws, it always makes me wonder, what happened that they had to have a law like that? Why is there a law in the city of Rome, New York, that you can't eat peanuts and walk backwards on a Sunday afternoon? What the hell happened that they had to pass a law?
Wait a minute.
That you can't eat peanuts walking backwards on a street Sunday mornings in Rome, New York.
Hold the phone. Is that something that is a legit law in Rome?
It was.
Oh, Lord. I didn't know that.
I think it's Indiana to this day. You can't put ice cream in your back pocket. An ice cream cone. Like,
why would
who
you
did
do that?
Anyway? Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Who did that the first time?
That makes you wonder, like, yeah, some of these laws, why is it there?
Because you know what probably happened back when they had circuses with real animals back in the 1890s? Some idiot kid probably stuck the cone in the back of his pocket and got eaten by a bear or something. That's probably...
You're probably right. Sense. Yeah, that does make sense.
Well, the peanut thing, I mean, you know, with us Italians in Rome, I still don't get that one, because...
Who knows?
What you mean? I can't have a couple, two, three peanuts?
Yeah, oh! I want a peanut.
Hey! I got a peanut for you. Come on over here. If you have a peanut for us, we'd like to hear from you. 1-888-429-5477.
We love hearing from the peanut gallery.
Have we talked about the crystal methicon or whatever we went to?
Oh,
that mind blowing experience.
That. Oh, that was exciting. We had fun. Pete got a tattoo. How did that come off, by the way? Was that all right?
Yeah, I ate it. It was a hamburger. No, was it a donut?
Donut. It was a donut.
It was a donut.
He got it right on his face. It was a temporary tattoo.
Maybe I have a picture.
You do have a picture. And you have video, because remember, a video putting it on?
So, what was the final findings on the actual Bigfoot that was supposedly supposed to be there?
Oh, the quote-unquote, with my fingers, Bigfoot?
Yeah.
He had a tarp up, okay? And you looked, he had like a hole in the tarp, and you look through it, and it's an actual cast of a big foot, like not a the Sasquatch.
So it's exactly what I said it was going to be.
Exactly.
It was going to be like a statue of a big foot.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was. And he's putting together a convention. Well, he's trying to put together a convention in the Adirondacks in, I want to say August, but I don't think he has any interest so far because he's been I've seen him posted on Facebook and nobody's responded to it. So the convention, I mean, we talked to a couple of people. We networked a little bit. There wasn't a lot of foot traffic. I don't think it was advertised a lot. So, is that the picture of your face?
No, well, it's where humans came from.
Oh, the picture. That's going to be on the next poster. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
I was like, can we at least get a t-shirt of that?
So you haven't been on a rip expedition yet. We have fun anywhere. I mean, we got thrown out of the Bob Evans and Chautauqua, New York, wherever it's called, up near Buffalo. I mean, once Mike started getting the entire group laughing about sky whales, we just annoyed the hell out of everybody in there, and then we got, like, please don't come back here. We're 14 people. You don't want us back here? Do you see the food we ate? Yeah, that's all part of the market softening and just... Yeah.
We just got to have enough time to do advertising and reach as many people as we can. And even with that, it's real tough.
Rome is a tough city. That's why you need to know your market. We sort of, you know, warned them ahead of time that even though we are Rome investigators of the paranormal, we usually don't investigate in Rome. Mostly we're... outside of Rome, a lot near Albany, the Northland, the Southland, the Motherland, everywhere but Rome. Actually, I don't think we've had more than 20 cases in Rome in the entire time we've been doing it.
Yeah.
Not a lot in Rome, no. It's always the outskirts of Rome. If not, you know, we'll drive a little bit. We'll go.
So. That just shows that Italians go to heaven when they die.
That's right.
They don't stay behind.
So I wanted.
I'm just kidding.
I want to ask you. So that the case that came in today, over on near the Franklin Hotel there. I won't give away what the address is, but what was that land used for back when? Was that a battlegrounds? Do you know? South Rome.
No.
No.
No. The train station that. There's really never any business down there. Could be Lincoln's train.
I didn't think about that.
I don't know. That's an ongoing urban legend in Rome that they see his train every April. I've never seen it. Pretty much down there, no. Once you went past the train station, it was pretty much the muck. And then the county hospital.
Right.
Or state hospital. That would have been the state asylum.
So nothing really. Okay.
Now, it depends how close you are to Franklin, like, because there was the train crash there twice over a two-year period people.
It's right next to the Franklin. It's actually right, you know, the alleyway behind it?
All right, we may have to check that. That might actually have been where the train wreck was.
Yeah, okay, well.
1 year to the date, right after the first one in 1907, that hit the same building in 1908, derailed and killed another person. So wow. It was like, the store at the time was called Furlough's. It hit Furlough's twice. It's like, that's why he moved. Oh, and Lord. Like, I got to get away from the trains. Ming.
Furlough's.
But yeah, if you look in my book, Rome Revisited, I have a picture of the train wreck.
So, what's been going on in North Carolina lately? Anybody? The Bigfoot
About
sightings?
Bigfoot?
I didn't even catch that.
Didn't even catch that?
No, I've been off social media for the past month, so I really hasn't
been
able to.
Where have you been?
Need a break. You know, all the political drama on there, I just need to...
You know, they get married and they think they don't have to go on social media.
I know.
Well, you know that we weren't actually married until we changed the status on Facebook. And I changed my last name on Facebook. That's when
I went off Facebook.
Is that when the priest stood over you while you did it and said, okay, now you're married, right?
Yeah. Watch it right there. Yeah, I went off because of all the political stuff, you know. I came back on today and...
There it is.
I saw Peter's post and I was like, yep, right back into it.
So you came back at the absolute worst time.
Because, pretty much, yeah.
You know, you should have came back a week ago and then you'd have been probably okay a little bit.
See, I've actually been good for a couple weeks. It's just certain people have gotten me all riled up over the past few days.
He's in a tizzy.
It was in my honor that Pete came back to Facebook. So tell us about this Bigfoot sighting.
Can I just interject one quick
thing?
See, as my mom always used to tell me, and Nicole probably heard this growing up, there's the right way, and then there's the Italian way. I got to teach all these jamokes on Facebook the Italian way, because they're not right, even though they think they are.
I'm sorry,
it's all you.
No, that's right. That's the Rome saying. That's the Rome Italian saying. Didn't know that? No, I don't really have a lot of information. I've just noticed many articles popping up, not only on social media, but on the paranormal news sites, but by... about nonstop Bigfoot sightings in North Carolina. I'm not exactly sure where, said I really didn't get into it, but it's been happening more and more. And there's also that Bigfoot sighting that they think they caught on a drone. I don't know if anybody caught that.
No.
Yeah. I think I seen a piece of that.
And
I don't know, but you know where I stand on Bigfoot. I don't know with Bigfoot.
I don't know either, but it's kind of interesting.
No, I agree. Has there been any UFO activity increase in North Carolina? Is there? I know Rome has been getting the sightings again, so the triangles must be up at the base again, but...
I haven't seen any specifically linked to North Carolina, but there was a UFO sighting. What is it here? Hold on, give me a moment.
So just as a quickie, this would be the Franklin Hotel here. This was during the fire, taken from one point of view. So you're... Just so you know.
Is this Lawrence Street?
This would be Denny's.
Okay.
This would be Walgreens.
This is James then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The lower part, this is...
That's exactly around the area.
And this, so you can see where the train station hood is here.
So Canal Street would be right about over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about, right in the area. Okay.
Not to interrupt, I know nobody out there can see this.
Yeah. International Space Station, about, a week ago... caught footage of a fireball-like UFO. That's the only thing that I've seen, but I think it's...
Pulled one up. It says June 13th. NASA Space Station live internet cam caught it.
That's what I saw this morning.
Is it June 13th?
Yep.
Oh, maybe I read that wrong. But I know they're cutting feed at the International Space Station. I know that's a big thing on the internet, that when they do see things that are UFO-ish, they cut the feed.
Yep.
And that happens, been happening quite a bit lately.
Yes. Yeah.
It's either that or the Black Knight satellite that they have floating around. Nobody knows what it is.
Mm.
You think that's real?
I'm not sure.
One night I watched like 7.5 hours of YouTube videos about things that take off on the moon, and it's all allegedly footage from the International Space Station. And I'm just sitting there watching. And, you know, you being in the business would know, is that stuff faked? Is it real? I mean, it's so easy to do now with the software, but it's like, if that's not fake, there's a problem.
It's very, very easy nowadays to falsify videos. I mean, back in the day, I mean, you can tell when something's fake.
What's your educational guess on that? Because you are a video guy. You're a graphic guy. What do you think?
The one that I could tell you is definitely fake was there's a video passing around, I believe it was either last year or the year before. It was a UFO attacking a Taliban base.
Okay.
And you just see a UFO kind of fly in and just start shooting and, like, everything starts exploding. And I believe that one was totally falsified. That was all CGI and... I mean, they did a great job. They made it look real.
Could they take a plane out and put a UFO
in? I think what they did was they actually did, like, a carpet bomb, flew over, dropped it all, and they just kind of brought in the UFO, faded it out, pushed some, you know, cloud cover over the top of it, made it look real, and that was it.
They also really flipped the image from the original. I remember seeing something. They said what exact battle that was in, and... where you're seeing the UFO, they actually flipped the thing and then put the UFO. Yeah. So it looked like different footage, but it was actually...
But I mean, they do a great job with their video editing. I mean, it's not like the old days where, you know, someone's like, it's an alien! And then you see this, like, little plastic UFO with the fishing line that's hanging off.
It looks legit.
Kind of dancing around. I mean, it looks great, but it's also, you know, cliche UFOs.
I remember cheering that on when I was watching. This is the Black Knight thing. If nobody knows what that is out there, Google the Black Knight UFO, which they allegedly were getting pictures of from the space station.
Oh.
It's supposedly an alien satellite, basically, that's orbiting Earth, and it's been there for a few years now and kind of monitoring us.
Almost looks like a plane. Weird.
I mean, you can only hide under the guise of debris so long in the swamp gas. I mean...
There's Lincoln's train.
Yep.
There it is.
Oh my god, where's that train? There's a train coming through the house. Oh my god! 1-888-429-5471. If you've seen the Black Knight, Batman, or the UFO, give us a call.
Or the train.
Or Lincoln's train.
Or Monty Python.
That's what popped up when I tried to Google it.
And then there's the UFO one with the Dome of the Rock, if you've ever seen that one where it shoots up. And,
oh, yep.
Or the, are they Marfa? Is it Marfa lights? The ones over Phoenix? They've been seeing that again now. They're saying that most of those are nighttime skydivers with flares on, but that's kind of counterproductive, isn't it, to jump out of an airplane with flares attached to you and you have a parachute? But
yeah, why would you do that? Why would anybody do that? I don't know. Who knows?
Anyway. I just watched the movie The Fifth Element. I hope we're smarter than that. Please. Please. But of all the UFO stuff, I know you're talking about Bigfoot, we'll get back to Bigfoot, but of all the UFO stuff, it's the stuff that comes out of Mexico that just scares me. They're so close to them damn things when they film them.
Yeah, I've
and
seen
some like,
stuff.
And it's like, what the hell are we watching? I actually used to like the Paranormal Show there, Fact or Faked, because they actually put some time into debunking.
I like that show. I still watch it. Yeah, I watch the reruns, and it's on Netflix, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Yes, it is, because I wanted to watch it. You can watch it with me.
Actually, here's one over Mexico. Speak of the devil. I mean...
Why do you think...
Triangle, but it's probably ours, but...
Is that Lincoln's ice cream truck?
Now we got Mr. Whippy. Man, you're getting the whole gambit tonight.
Say a lot of ice cream.
I'll have a top hat pop, please.
Please hold. We're going to go get ice cream. We'll be back.
Please.
Cue intro number 3. And here comes Lincoln's train.
Coming back for the ice cream.
That was pretty quick. There was another train. Why do you think there's a lot of activity in Mexico UFO-wise? What do you think that is? In a, let's say UFO, there's hot spots. There's Mexico, Alaska is another big one. Why is that, do you think?
Where else are you going to get a really good taco from?
I I guess if you want to, you know, authentic.
Well, is there really, there's not, well, they're near water, but not that kind of water. I mean, usually they need water for energy, but.
Does it have anything to do with the equator and the poles?
It could be the equator, yes. Something to do with the gravitational pull that they.
Because even in Alaska, there's the Tropic of or whatever is up there. I don't remember. There's
yeah.
one near the Arctic Circle, and then the equator on the other side.
Ley lines. Actually, Dr. Dave and I, we spent like 4 hours one time emailing each other back and forth. We were trying to think of how to actually create a space elevator. And he kept talking that it had to be anchored at the. At the equator.
There's something with the equator, I think.
It started on a Star Trek rant. I'm like, until we can start building starships, we're not going to advance as a society. I said, the only way we're going to be able to build a spaceship is if we can get stuff into space. I said, we need to come up with a realistic space elevator.
Hey.
You can just bring stuff up and.
You gotta do something. Well, you have to think Arizona is close to the south. You know what I mean? So that's where Area 51.
My only thing with that is none of the other states are hotspots like New Mexico. Or I mean, like Arizona. I mean, look at the East Coast.
Oh, and Area 51's in New Mexico, right?
Nevada. No, it's in
oh, my God. Area 51's in Nevada?
Yeah, it's an hour from Vegas.
Why did I think it was in Arizona for some reason?
That's okay. I thought it was in New Mexico because we were talking about Mexico.
Colorado, actually, is Area 50, whatever it is, the one that nobody knows about.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
That's supposedly the big one. And then there was the firefight with the CIA and the aliens at, can't think of the name of the base there. That was a Midwestern place, too. There were only 4 survivors, and the guy claimed to have been a survivor. He went public with it, and he said that he was one of 4 people that held a Rhyolite 32 clearance that only 4 people in the world held. And he took place in that CIA assault on the alien base underground. And, oh,
Lord.
God, what was that called? Dolce Air Force Base. The Battle of Dolce Air Force Base.
Dolce
Air Force. D-O-L-C-E.
Thick. Dolce Air Force.
That's a hell of a story to read if you want. And then he said that they were going to kill him because he made this public and then he died.
Oh my gosh. Do you know what he died?
Probably knew he was dying and just came up with that whole elaborate story. That's the story that they give you about his story.
Wow, that's really weird.
Yeah, there's a special plane. I shouldn't say that on the air, but they actually fly from Las Vegas to Area 51.
Oh, really?
That's every day it leaves. There's no markings on the plane. Is it real? Does it exist? I can tell you the Leonard family story that deals with that. My cousin is a pilot. She flew helicopters in Desert Storm. And she took a job later on. She got her license flying the little jet planes, the renter jets. When her parents went to go visit, her dad was sort of not into it, but into it, you know, an ex-military guy. She said, you want me to take you to the Area 51, show you what happens when you get close? She said, yeah. So I guess they were like 100 miles out, and they literally came over the radio on their plane, and they're like, so-and-so, you're entering restricted U.S. Air Force space. You need to divert your plane immediately to path, whatever. And
or we'll shoot you.
No, it gets better. So she's like, that's okay, we got 3 more dead. Went a little further, then come over, and then I called them by first and last name, mentioned everybody's name on the plane. They're like, you need to turn your plane immediately. You've entered restricted airspace, return the path, whatever. She's like, okay, we got 2 more. Went a little further, and then she's like, all of a sudden, the F-16s come up right alongside the plane.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
She's like, and they're tipping the wing, showing them that they're hot, and this and that, and they're like, you know, with a tail number N-433, and they're like giving them hand signals and things. They're like, you need to turn your plane. She's like, we got 1 more. She's like, it's not even a half mile. I guess she got a little more. They're like, we will fire on you. Turn to me. She's like, okay. She's like, that's the last one. So she, but they were still like 50 miles out in the air before they even got near
oh
that
gosh.
Base.
Wow.
What's there? That's probably where they make the coffee makers, you know, the space age coffee makers or stuff that GE puts out, but that's about it probably.
So I just looked up this website. I just Googled Area 51.
Yep.
And I'm like, I put Area 51 trips. Maybe we can plan something, RIP, go to Area 51. That'd be great. I pull up this website, write in big letters, red, we are not offering Area 51 tours until further notice. We apologize for the inconvenience. What's going on, people?
Well, they have signs up that say we will shoot you. They probably do.
Well, maybe that's what happened.
They probably ran out of tour guides.
Honestly, God, if you book a package, like through, let's say, Caesar's Palace, there's add-on tours, and Area 51 is one of them, like a bus tour to Area. Well, whatever they call it, the Celestial Highway or whatever, mm-hmm. and you can't go to Area 51, yeah. but wherever the last Air Force sign is that you can go to, they...
I don't know if I'd pay money to be asked to turn around, though.
I think we should do a four-day Vegas trip and take a trip one day out to Area 51. That's what I think we should do.
I'll just use my credentials. We could get in.
See, there we go.
If you ever get fingerprinted.
I'll talk to Candy when we're
home. All right, you dress up as Will Smith, and we'll get in.
Yeah, that new movie's coming out soon, right?
Well, I can't wait for it.
Without Will Smith, that's right. Yeah.
They killed him off in it.
That'll teach you to ask for $35 million.
Yeah, there you go, Will.
Yeah, they asked Will Smith to be part of it, and he was too busy doing Suicide Squad.
He's in Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's a Deathstroke. And he told them that he can't do it right now because of Suicide Squad, and they said, okay, well, we'll figure it out, and they decided to kill off his character in the movie, so he has no chance of coming back.
So if there's another Independence Day, he's not about it?
Nope.
I've been waiting for the sequel since 1990, when the frig ever to first came out. I can tell you one thing that I started reading, I got interested in about 3.5 weeks ago, right after the last show. Have you guys ever heard of our government branch called DARPA?
I've heard
D-A-R-P-A.
Of it. Yep, that's in that conspiracy book that I have, but I didn't bring it with me.
About time travel? And I was reading the story about the guy, he was a kid in 1969, and they sent him to the Gettysburg Address, and he accidentally got photographed.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
And he went on to tell the whole story about that, and he's like, Barack Obama was also sent there at the same time, and then he was sent to Mars on another mission, but under the name Barry Santero. And apparently Dick Cheney was involved, and Donald Rumsfeld was involved in DARPA, and it's like, wait a minute, this is starting to get into Trumpian conspiracy. I'm like, I'm loving this. So I just started watching YouTube video after YouTube video. But I thought that was very interesting.
It gives you something to think about.
If you guys have a time travel agency, please contact me. I'm a historian. I'm not going back to dinosaur time, but I'm... Yes, Dulce War. That's the,
Dulce?
Sorry, it's D-U-L-C-E.
That's right.
Well, they've said that about Griffiths Air Force Base.
There's a DARPA demo day.
I went to their website looking if they have jobs. I was hoping just that alone would put me in the... Is this gentleman looking to get recruited? I'm not one... Yes, I am one for conspiracy theories, but if you go to their actual page, the Department of Defense page for DARPA,
that's
and you
right.
go under careers, it's a... We're an organization that employs 250 people, like 37 management, and 150 engineers. Okay, there's still like 80 people unaccounted for. What the hell do those 80 people do?
They mysteriously disappeared.
You're telling me there's 250, but your math... I mean, I know it's government math. I know all about that, but...
Yeah, 2 + 2 = 6.
Teen thousand. New Mexico, Dulce was.
New Mexico?
Well, they said that about Griffiths. Griffiths Air Force Base in Rome has a joint alien base underground. And I've always said, if you go to Walmart on Thursday night, that's very plausible. Yep. That's when they let them out.
Oh, Lord. Is it?
When their eyes close from the side. Now they gave them those little carts they could drive around, and they're really living it up.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to do a rip. Not, I don't want to say a stakeout, but maybe just sit there and watch the skies at night around the base.
We have a telescope.
Yeah, we have a telescope.
Yeah, we do too.
We can use that.
That'd be good. We should do that.
If Mike were here, we'd say, check out my anus. Oh, no, it'd be your anus, right?
Oh, my God.
Mike, where are you, you son of a gun, you?
I know Larry did mention something about putting together a day trip, which obviously is not really a trip. It's right down the road, but to risk a new battlefield. Mm-hmm. So maybe something we can do in the future.
That's.
I'm getting my life back, so whatever you guys want to do.
That's my
I'm dying
ground.
To investigate.
I'll be glad to go back there.
Yeah, we'll do that. Well, I'll set up this new investigation that we got today. But that's all like fun stuff we can do. Or me and Mike talked about this, taking a trip up to Watertown to the
vortex.
The vortex. There. That's another trip that I'd like to do too. So we could do that this summer. It's only an hour and a half, right?
So. I mean, if we can reach out, get contact with. Risking the battlefield. They also have the protection of Baron von Steuben's site up there.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a great place to get up there. The whole reason he's buried in the woods is because he was a known homosexual and he didn't want any women visiting his gravesite. So we'll bring all the ladies.
That's something we can do during the day. That's not anything, right?
Yes, and he left his entire estate to his aide. Captain William Walker of Utica.
Really?
I know that, but that's, yes. He was well known for his baron.
That makes me wonder.
He used to Steuben a lot of people.
My home actually was built by the Walker families back in 1780, so.
There you go.
I'm going to add a little more into it.
You want me to give you a picture of him? Yeah. Historian, I'm telling you, DARPA, give me a call. I'm not like these other guys. Other people are saying it, not me. I'm fantastic. I'm just saying what other people are saying. I got abilities, and it's fantastic ability. I'm telling you. Give me a call, DARPA. I'll be expecting to be black bagged tonight, so. Just make sure you poop me before we go, because I can't hold it like I used to. If you guys don't see me tomorrow, probably seeing you at another time on the point. Where would you go if you could travel back, honey? They said they've gone forward too, but they say mostly back. But where would you like to go?
I don't know. That's tough. You know what I'd go? The 1940s.
I was just thinking like the 1920s.
I would want to go back to the whole, the mafia age, the 40s.
The gang style.
The real gangster age. That's where I'd go.
Yeah, the ones that are dressed nice, you know, not the ones that have their pants around their ankles.
Yeah, the ones that have the three-piece suits on and the top hats. And
I was thinking I'd like to see the end of Prohibition and see Utica Club come back. I thought that'd be interesting.
Yeah, you'd have to be standing right there.
Well,
because
you know
they already
I mean.
Had the trucks going down the street before they even repealed it. So.
But that's what I find so interesting is, you know,
that'd
Prohibition
cool.
was nothing. And I'd like to see the speakeasies and Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
You guys are lightweights. I'd go back to the
Crucifixion of Christ.
How you doing
Crucifixion of Christ.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even say it.
I know.
That's why the priest was friend requesting.
Oh, I forgot all about him. Damn.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I think going back to see the Gettysburg Address would be cool, but then I might run into that kid and cause some kind of Doctor Who paradox and make things worse.
Go back in time. Oh, my God, I killed Obama when he was a kid.
Stop it.
I guess I can't say that.
Well, if you did it in the past, we apologize for anything that we've said here. If it's offended you or any member of your family, please accept our deepest apologies. It wasn't intended to be that way. And if your skin is that thin, grow up.
Yeah, you know, I really was thinking I'd like to go back in the time of the Civil War and be down in Gettysburg, bring some popcorn, you know, camping chair, sit on the side.
Just kind of watch it all take place.
Yeah.
See, that's my thing. Yeah, I'd want it. You'd want one of these landmark things in history just to see if how far off from reality it really is.
Yeah.
Did it really happen, or did, I mean, like, not, we know that Columbus didn't find America. I mean, if you still believe that, you're an idiot. Yeah. But what are you going to do, travel back in time and wait for a ship? Well, it's 1493. Where the hell is he?
Which battle was it? I knew that there was one during the Civil War that they, everybody that was not involved actually packed a lunch and had a picnic up on the hill and watched it. And when they realized what war really was, that's when they kind of...
Bull Run.
Was it Bull Run?
All the senators and congressmen. Let's have a picnic and watch them give them hell.
I knew it had to be, I kept on thinking Antietam, but I knew that that was the bloodiest battle.
Dude, Jesus, did Fred's face just get blown off? Pass the chicken. Bloody hell. No.
There's just an ear in my egg salad.
Just shows you the perspective. Yeah, they actually, when the Union forces started the retreat, they got trapped in with the people there trying to get out, and it just turned into a gigantic mess. And
yeah.
That was pretty much one of the conundrums in Gettysburg when the ultimate line collapsed from the first afternoon. The Union fled into the city, and then they just panicked the entire village. So now you had the village running in with the soldiers, and nobody knew what the hell to do or where to go, and they're just firing and pushing them.
It was only the one civilian that died in that, didn't it? That was real lucky that that happened.
Actually, when we just went there 2 weeks ago, our room was right behind the Jenny Wade house, and I went out there to go do a few EVPs, nothing. But, and I kept saying to myself, what the hell is wrong with you? Are you stupid? You're in the middle of a field being shot at, you're making bread? Starve for 2 days. You're in the friggin' line of battle. Do you really need bread? I mean, I don't mean to make light of it, but come on, you know, you got to use a little common sense at some point in time.
That's true. Well, that's true.
Let's see. Confederate sharpshooters are 50 feet away in another house. I'm in the middle. The commanding general of the Union forces is 50 feet on the other side. Let me bake bread.
I'm going to get myself in trouble here, but I can see Maeve doing that, so...
Well, listen, people need to eat.
She sounds like me. Listen.
You can survive bread. You can survive off cat turds for...
Have you seen Naked and Afraid? They can survive without food for a while. You're good.
Well, I've got the bread maker, so just put it in, and then I can go. And then there's bread.
She can crouch on the floor.
Yes, crouch.
There's no power Maeve back in that time. There's no plugs.
Yeah, but I'm saying now.
Oh, now. Happen. All right.
It's like the same people that get eaten up by a tornado. It's coming right at you. It's not like it's coming fast. You have time to get out of the way.
That's what we can do. We can go back in time, go to Jenny Wade's house, and give her a bread maker.
There we go. Or just deliver some bread from furloughs. We can pick some up and just give it to her, right?
Yeah.
Wonder bread.
Here you go. Get off the field. Here's your bread pie.
Why don't we go back in time and kidnap Nikola Tesla and bring him to our time?
Oh.
That would be nice.
That'd be
keep
nice.
Him away from Edison. That son of a gun. Mm-hmm.
Actually, now that makes me want to
DARPA.
Well, that makes me want to change my time and like go back to like Copernicus and watch the whole transformation of learning about the stars and against the church and all that.
What I'd really like to do is back in 1890s, right around the same time as William Kemmler and the whole battle between the electricity. That'd be the time to go back to. If those that don't know who William Kemmler was, William Kemmler was... and George Westinghouse were fighting over AC or DC current being the current to put him to death because they didn't want the quote-unquote executioner's current attached to their product.
So would that be EC? DC, AC, and EC.
Yeah.
My God, what if I've already traveled? What if I actually have gotten hired? I've already traveled back. That's why Van Gogh cut his ear off, because I actually went there and told him his artwork sucked. I mean, what if that was actually me, now that I'm thinking about that?
It could be.
Oh my God.
How does that make you feel?
Horrible. The poor guy cut his ear off because of me.
This is why you're nice to people.
Can't help it if it sucked, but I should never have told Led Grail and Poe that the Raven sucked too.
No, no. It's my personal opinion. I'm not going to go back and tell Van Gogh that his artwork sucked. I'm going to go back and tell Pollock to cease and desist.
Seriously.
Hey, Eisenhower, you want me to tell you how to win the war? It's going to cost you. That's actually a book I'm working on. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you, DARPA. You've given me an idea for a book I might be able to sell more than 40 copies of now.
Inspiration.
Hey, you can actually better your life and not actually change history if you just go back in time and get a photograph of FDR in his wheelchair, bring it back to now, and then... That's a lot of money right there.
So what if I could Chuck Norris it, go back in time and father myself?
I think that might explain a lot, Peter.
All right, I'm getting way off top. 1-888-429-5471. If you've traveled for DARPA, give us a call.
If you're Chuck Norris, give us a call, too.
Chuck, we love you.
Chuck's great.
So you had a conspiracy theory you wanted to bring up. We might as well go for the ratings and talk about Donald.
Oh, Donald Trump. That's right. So did anybody hear his speech yesterday? Or no? Did you hear Donald? No.
I talked about it at work.
Long story short, basically he's calling Obama out as being involved in the Islamic extremism because he refuses to acknowledge that these terrorist attacks that are happening are Islamic extremism, even though it's been proven.
Yeah.
And so he called it out, and everybody is in a tizzy. Everybody's in a tizzy over it. You should have seen, I've watched news all day nonstop since I found out about what happened in Orlando, and today the president got up there and pretty much was like, but yeah, the president laid down the law today, got up there, is pretty mad, still will not call it Islamic extremism. Why is that? Why won't he say it when it's already been proven? What do you think? What do you think? Why do you think he's not, why do you think he's not?
See, to go into the, maybe I'll be the first to coin this term, the Trumpian conspiracies. This goes all the way back to his first election. He was the one behind the birther thing. He's the one who does not believe he's an American citizen. So this goes all the way back to that. He also has I don't want to put words in his mouth because I don't have money to be sued, but he's also adamant about the 9-1-1 conspiracy. The Clinton conspiracy. It's going to be fun. If that's the only reason I want him in. If he gets in, it's just going to be fun. He's our conspiracy guy. You know how many shows we're going to have off that?
I know.
I've seen so, and we've talked about it, I've seen so many of the conspiracy theories related to 9-1-1, and that's where you have to go back to with this, with the terrorism. I mean, as a kid, I don't ever really remember anything other than crap that used to happen in France or something with the odd Muslim thing that would randomly happen where they would blow something up, but I don't ever remember it to the degree it actually happened until September 11th there. I mean, even after Desert Storm, I don't really remember
much going on. The first attack on the World Trade Center was a Muslim attack. That was in the early 90s.
There was a list that went around on Facebook the other day that listed all these terrorist attacks in the United States, all Islamic, every single one. It doesn't vary. It's all the same.
USS Cole, that was also the forerunner of the kids from Syracuse there. They were on that plane that was, I think that was linked to Muslim extreme too, the one that they blew up, Pan Am 77 or something like that.
Something like that. But he just refuses to acknowledge it. Trump calls him out on it. And then he gets up and says, yeah, what's me saying it going to change anything? That's pretty much what he said. And after the whole terrorist attack happened, Sunday when the president was on TV, basically got up and said, well, this is what you get because you're doing nothing about the gun laws. What does that have to do with anything? You refuse to acknowledge terrorism as Muslim extremism, that's exactly what it was.
And exactly what I told Maeve about after she had informed me about the whole thing that was happening in Orlando, with me not being on the computer, is I did know that also last week there was a federal case from California saying that concealed carry is not covered under the Second Amendment. So there was a big federal case about it, went to Supreme Court, and Supreme Court upheld it, saying whatever California wants to do, they can do it. So whenever there is a big gun case like this, you can look back on it. Every time there's a big gun case, a shooting happens. And that's part of the big conspiracy theories, is every time something happens, even in Newtown, there was actually in that town they were trying to pass gun laws itself and in their county. It didn't pass. One of the actual politicians said it's going to take something huge, drastic, and tragic to happen for these people to change their mind. The following week is when it happened.
See, one of the other conspiracies out there along with Orlando is they said that the singer that was killed a day or two before was the prelude warning to what was coming. And they say every time something like that happens, that's the trigger to a bigger event to make their point. It's like, here's your attention. Now we got your attention. Yep.
And that was also in Orlando too, right?
Yes. Or in
that
Florida.
But it was two different guys. The one that actually shot up the dance club actually had called 911 just before he shot and told them that he is going to do this and he pledges allegiance to the leader of ISIS or ISIL or whatever they want to call themselves.
And did I don't know if anybody saw this today because they chose to cover Orlando, but there was in Texas, in Walmart, there was an active shooter and a hostage situation going on in Texas, which I saw nothing.
Saudi Arabian guy, I think, was the last I saw the news. I didn't read the article, but
saw nothing on TV about it. I didn't even hear him talk about it.
Yeah. So the difference between the shooter in the dance club and the shooter the day before that killed the singer was that shooter was actually stopped because the singer's brother tackled him right after he shot her, and during the scuffle on the ground, the guy shot himself.
Oh, so he did.
He's dead.
He's dead, okay.
He shot and killed himself during the scuffle with the brother.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Just rule of thumb, pay attention, be vigilant, because it's always a prelude to something. Whatever you're seeing happening, something else is happening that they don't want you to see. They're taking your attention away from the real thing.
The world's a big magic show. It's all sleight of hand. Pay attention to what's in this hand, because they don't want you to see what's in the other.
That's right.
But since we have some first responders here, I will say the one thing I do not tolerate or have any respect for, and the reason I would nuke the son of a bitches, is because they go after the first responders that come in to help them people. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you don't listen to my show ever again. Mm-hmm. You don't mess with firemen.
I believe they just passed the law last week. They just passed the law calling the shooting of any first responder, police, EMS, fire, a hate crime.
Good.
You know what? Police get paid for that. Firemen don't. They also have a vest.
The things we have to fight is, they're saying that firefighters and EMS should have vests now, but departments and different cities and areas are saying, why do we have to pay for you to have a vest? That's not your job. Well, we need to protect ourselves.
Yeah. You volunteer to do good and you put yourself in the line of danger for no pay. It's scary.
Well, even not for just us. I mean, even the paid guys.
Yeah.
They're in danger every day, and they run
every minute of every day.
So that's what they do.
Thousand times more calls than we do sometimes.
Yeah.
The bigger hits overseas, they'll put explosives in the ambulance. They'll put them in dumpsters, and they have no remorse about taking out another 100 people after the fact.
When I first joined with the volunteer department, we never had these trainings that we have now. I mean, we go to trainings called active shooter scenarios. We have 4-hour trainings on things called secondary devices that are basically someone shoots up a place or bombs a place, and it's a small explosive, and that's to injure some people or kill some people. Get the first responders there. There's a secondary device that's bigger so that they can actually get the first responders.
That's horrible.
That's the things we have to worry about nowadays.
I know the Hartford has active shooter training now, too. Every company is, what do you do?
I'll tell you the story afterwards about my active shooter training. But.
And I'll tell you what happened to my brother after.
That's why you're not supposed to wear red.
Yeah.
That's why you get a job working from home. So you don't have to worry about that.
Well, if anybody would like to make us independently wealthy, please send us a check to P.O. Box 4751, Rome, New York, 13442.
Thank you.
P.O. Box 4751, Rome, New York, 13442. $1 million or more, we'd be very appreciative.
So, if you want to just send the check so we can get off the air and stay off the air, we'll do that too.
1-888-429-5471.
So before we go, I wanted to bring up something because I know how much you love bats. You know, you like bats. You don't like bats? Okay. We have a lot of mosquitoes in our backyard. So we're like, what do? They have the mosquito authority that comes and spray. I have come to a realization of something that's actually upcoming and new where people are actually putting bat houses in their yard. And I actually have a picture of one. I'm getting them for my yard. And you basically encourage bats. I feel like Batman now. I feel like, you know.
Well,
the paranormal Batgirl. And you put them in your yard, and bats eat, is a fun fact, 1,000 mosquitoes per day, a brown bat.
I do have to say, my brother's neighbor has one in his backyard, and this thing is probably the ugliest thing. I mean, their houses are right on top of each other. They're in the middle of the
area.
So, I mean, he put it up, and my brother just used to go out on the back porch and pretend like he was Batman and just stand there and stare at it and, you know, get in the poses.
But they actually make, let me show you this, Kev. They actually make ones with Batman logos. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, this is what I'm getting. I'm going to get this. And to take care of the mosquito problem.
Well, since we're out of time, it was nice knowing you, Nicole. This will be Nicole's last appearance on No. You believe it? We faked another one for a whole hour. You brought up Naked Paranormal. Everybody go out there and check out Scott Grunewald's page. Friend him on Facebook. You'll never forget it. The guy's incredible.
I friended him and he didn't accept it yet.
Well, he didn't accept you?
No. It's still pending.
You should see the stuff he posts.
Oh, man.
On that note, I'm Peter Leonard.
I'm Nicole Beretta.
I'm Maeve Jordan.
I'm Kevin Jordan.
And we enjoy listening to you.
Stay spooky.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. Be sure to visit us online at paranormalinvestigatorradio.com. Until next time, happy hunting and stay spooky. Thank you.